You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am honored to be joined with 5th District Oklahoma Congressman Steve Russell, who is also a Southern Baptist and serves in a number of ways for America and in the church. Congressman Russell, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you taking a moment from your busy schedule to give us an update from Capitol Hill, where things have certainly been busy in a lot of key cultural and legal fronts. Just this past Friday, the Obama administration issued a directive to public schools relating to the transgender issue in bathrooms and locker rooms, a sweeping directive. And I noticed you pushed back on this. Could you describe this issue and really what's at stake here?
I think the greatest thing at stake is local control and parental control over the safety of their children or even the morality of their children. This is something that the president cannot, with executive fiat, make a determination. It violates the local control of our schools. I think that is a concern. Now, obviously, you know, people will try to make this some discriminatory issue, but I think it's also a parental right and a morality issue. I did say in my press release, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And it seems that the president is determined to invite reproach. We see an ideology that is not consistent with, I think, much of the American population. Rather than have that somehow done through elected officials and through determinations, and do we want the federal government setting all of the standards and rules for our local schools? No, we don't. And then you get into the greater issue of the, you know, the sense of, does a four-year-old even think on these issues of gender, of sexuality? We are subscribing to our youth the ability to reason and judge at an adult level. And I think that parents have a right to be very concerned about all of this, where we can confuse them with things that may violate what parents wish their children to be exposed to. And that is an issue that has to be considered and looked at. Now, the president, he cannot withhold funds without the assent of Congress. We hold the power of that, certainly in the funding of education. So I also point out in my press release there that this does not have the effect of law, and I would recommend that states that they shun it, that they ignore it. Now, if we want to have those debates and we want to look at that in Congress through our duly elected representatives and we want to codify things in law, let's have those debates, let's have those discussions, and let's let the people decide through their duly elected representatives. Unfortunately, the president is trying to usurp congressional authority and funding of schools and using it as threats to promote an ideology and a morality that many Americans disagree with.
That's a great point, and I like how in your statement you not only underscore the moral issues and the school local control issues, but this issue of who does the legislating and the power of Congress in the executive branch. You know, it was 2 years ago President Obama issued an executive order concerning federal contractors and the issue of sexuality and gender identity, and I noticed that a news story ran that quoted you on this story, and there were some implications about the First Amendment. And I was hoping you could give us an update for people who were unfamiliar with what all's at stake on that issue as well.
Well, each year, approximately 2,000 religious service providers and religious defense contractors provide needed services to our Department of Defense. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about everything from the organizations that we would work with in overseas environments, maybe even war-torn environments that ease suffering and aid shelter and food. Many of them have religious charters, that World Vision, Catholic Charities, these types of organizations come to mind that have religious charters that provide aid with it. World Vision, for example, they they want to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ while they actually provide food, you know, and ease suffering with people. If you push these organizations out simply because they hold a religious charter, not only does that violate their free exercise of religion guaranteed in the First Amendment, it also likely will eliminate services being provided at all. Domestically, soldiers come home. Maybe they receive counseling on substance abuse as they are dealing with a number of issues, or maybe they have rehabilitation programs. A great many of these organizations have religious charters, and we've worked with them for many, many years in defense. They would be eliminated under the conflicting guidance that's being put out by the contracting agencies. The preamble to the Bill of Rights is pretty simple. It says Congress shall make no law that inhibits, and then a list of our freedoms. We hear a lot of talk about the Establishment Clause in the Constitution. Well, right after that is the Free Exercise Clause that's enjoined in the Establishment Clause. It's not separate. It is enjoined. And I think that we have seen people to try to characterize my defense of these religious service organizations and religious contractors as somehow being targeting individuals or something, based upon their sexuality or their behaviors or whatever it might be. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with protecting these organizations that provide great services. And we cannot allow the executive to just absolutely erase their ability to obtain contracts because of their religious faith. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment. So what my amendment in the National Defense Authorization did is that it said these religious service providers and religious defense contractors, that they would be protected so that they could still compete with contracts, and that was tied to current law in the 1964 Civil Rights Act and also the 1990 Americans with Disability Act. So it ties it to current law. It got a lot of pushback. People wanted to make it something else. I was even accused nationally of this being some bathroom bill. I mean, it's just absurd. It has nothing to do with that. This is not the fight that they're looking for. This is about protecting these specific groups that are specifically spelled out. And we've managed to beat off every attack on it so far.
Well, we applaud you in your efforts and fully support your intentions and what you're doing, and appreciate you standing up for that. Brother Steve, I'm used to calling you from our church connections. People have heard you on the Congress floor. They've seen you on TV. But many people may not be aware of your role as a believer, as a dad in the community. And I thought we could talk about that and what God is doing in your life, and maybe ask how we could pray for you with both your work and your family and your faith.
Well, I certainly count it a privilege to be serving here in Congress, and I want to never take the office for granted. I do try to guide how I view issues, how I look at things as I deliberate on them. I mean, there is no question I do it through a biblical worldview point and with a Judeo-Christian ethic. There's no question of that. We all come to some view of morality as we judge what is right and wrong. Legislation, by its nature, is determining what is right and what is not as good, or in some cases, wrong. We all make those snap judgments on that. I do that from my religious faith. I think that if we're honest, all people will have some level of truth that they base that on. I don't believe you can measure truth with a rubber ruler. I believe all truth can be found in God's Word. I do think it applies to a great many of the issues that we deal with, if not all. And we covet your prayers. I didn't realize, before I got to Congress, would certainly pray for our elected officials. I didn't realize how valuable and invaluable that was until I got here. Just like on this religious liberty amendment that we put into the defense authorization, There were a lot of people counseling me not to put it in. You know, that wouldn't pass. It would be an embarrassment. It would be some poison pill to the defense authorization. We shouldn't do it, all of that. But I was very much at peace with it. And I also enlisted pastors and believers all over the country to assist us in that effort and praying. And you know what? We got it through. And so I think, you know, a lot of times people think, well, you know, gosh, I'm not in office. I don't know how I can help. My goodness. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Prayers matter. And I really appreciate and covet people's prayers back home.
Amen. We sure will. We've been talking to Representative Steve Russell, who serves as congressman for Oklahoma's 5th District. And you have a very busy week, and we are very thankful you took time to give us an update from Capitol Hill and also to let us know how we can pray for you in your role in public service. So thank you again for coming on Messenger Insight.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's always great to talk to you.
Likewise. Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.